M-A-O.
Starring the bloggers of www.imao.us, Frank J, Sarah K, Harvey, Right Wing Duck, Cadet Happy, and Space Monkey. This is the podcast you've been warned about. This IMAO podcast is brought to you by ThoseShirts.com, your one-stop shop for high-quality, professionally silk-screened political and blog t-shirts. Buy an IMAO t-shirt featuring fun facts about the French. Did you know that during the Cola Wars, France was occupied by Pepsi for 6 months? Get 9 other fun facts when you buy the shirt from ThoseShirts.com. ThoseShirts.com. Effing the ineffable since 1991. Selected music from the IMAO podcast provided by Alaco Music. If electronic music with indie rock guitar thrown in for good measure is your bag, baby, then you want to check out www.aalacho.com. Alaco Music.
This is World of Knowledge with your host, Frank J. Today I'm going to teach you something that may save your life one day. How to properly box a chimpanzee. Now, I have Bobo here as my sparring partner. First thing to know about boxing a chimp is they tend to be quick. But if you time it just right, you can always get in a quick jab. Like this. Now the chimp will try to attack you by biting. This just leaves its head open for another punch if you time it just right. Like so. And like so. Now where is he? Climb up a tree. Where is he? Hey, just jumped on my back. Stop biting me. Ah!
What's the matter, sweetie?
There's a monkey on my back.
Monkey on your back. That's funny, because that's an expression.
Just get him off. You can't blow him off. He's not a spider.
What should I do then?
Grab the hoe and hit him with it. The hoe. Grab the hoe behind you and hit him with it.
This one?
No, not the good hoe. The other hoe.
You mean this one?
No, that's a pose solar. Forget it. I'll just back up and slam him into a wall.
There, that took care of that stupid monkey. Anyway, this is Frank J, and now, you're just a little bit- Ah, he's got my legs!
Welcome to Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and week by week, I'll be taking you on a tour around this great nation of ours, providing you with interesting, yet completely useless and probably untrue, information about each of the 50 states. This week, grab your sunscreen because we're headed out west to Arizona. So let's get started. Arizona is a large state in the southwestern U.S. It was originally part of Mexico until after the Mexican-American War, when it snuck across the border. Many old people moved to Arizona to retire, only to be sold as slaves to work in the state's many copper mines. The original London Bridge was shipped stone by stone and reconstructed in Lake Havasu City, mostly to give retirees something to do between mining shifts. The Arizona desert was the site of many nuclear tests in the 1950s, which explains why Senator John McCain has no hair. What happened to his spine, however, is still a mystery. The Grand Canyon is located in Arizona and was discovered by the Brady Bunch in 1971. Raise your hand if you wished Bobby and Cindy would have stayed lost. Yeah, me too. The Grand Canyon's most famous waterfall, Disaster Falls, was named after Howard Dean's presidential campaign. I'll be back with more fun facts after this.
Hello, this is Right Wing Duck, your reporter on the border with your Border Report. Today's Border Report is sponsored by U-Haul. U-Haul, when you get here, remember that our parking lots are a great place to pick up work. Being snuck across the border by a coyote is always a sure way to reach the other side. Here's our coyote report. Coyote rates took a steep dive this week. Rates are down to $675 per person, down from a high last week of $735. Now it's time for the U-Haul Blending into American Society quiz. If someone walks up to you and demands to see your papers, what should you do? A. Confess and turn yourself in. B. Run. C. Call them a Nazi fascist. The correct answer is C. Call them a Nazi fascist. If you forget the word Nazi, another good word is Hitler. And in a pinch, any other form of profanity. Yes, you are in violation of America's laws. But remember, in America, the lawbreakers have all the rights. I'm Right Wing Duck, your reporter on the border with your Border Report.
And now, more fun facts about Arizona. There are 11 different species of rattlesnake in Arizona. Surprisingly, none of them taste like chicken. Despite the presence of a large modern football stadium in Glendale, Arizona, the state has no professional football team, the key word here being professional. One of the most attractive features of Arizona is its many towering stone mesas. While driving underneath them, be careful to watch for fallen coyotes. Heh, he'll never catch that roadrunner. The state plant of Arizona is the saguaro cactus. Its numerous sharp spines are perfect for holding your unused rattlesnakes. When you need them again, you can just peel them right off, just like Velcro. The majority of Arizona's land is set aside as reservations for Indians, none of whom can rain dance worth a damn. The state bird of Arizona is the cactus wren, a small bird that will fit neatly between your unused rattlesnakes. Arizona became the 48th state on February 14, 1912, thus freeing Mexicans from the burden of having to sneak all the way north into Utah. Well, that wraps up the Arizona edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next week, we'll be heading over to Clinton country to take a look at Arkansas. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to go grab some of my unused rattlesnakes.
Reviews are sweet with Sarah Kay. A sci-fi treat is my topic today. Yeehaw!
Hi, I'm Sarah Kay, and reviews are fun. I saw 14 episodes of Firefly. We're going to talk about that today. Here's my review of it. It was great! Yay! Well, that's all I have to say about Firefly. Goodbye!
Leah, can't you go into more of the specifics of it?
Well, specifically, it was great.
So how was the writing?
The writing was great.
Then how was the acting?
The acting was great.
How were the lesbian love scenes?
Stop talking about lesbians. I hated that part.
Fine. How are the action sequences?
I told you to stop talking about lesbians.
No, sweetie. The other kind of action.
The action sequences were great. They have this girl on there who's almost as good with guns as I am. I can't wait to see the next episode.
Well, they have a movie out in September.
Oh, cool. X-Files did a movie that led directly into the next season. So when's the next season of Firefly start?
I'm afraid it was canceled, sweetie. There isn't going to be a next season.
What? Wait a minute. Family Guy got canceled too, and it still comes on.
They brought that one back because of the great DVD sales.
Oh, we'll have to go buy lots of DVDs then to convince them to bring it back.
But we already own the DVD, dear.
Well, we should buy another copy in case we want to watch it again.
But we can just, yeah, great idea, dear.
Now everyone go buy the DVDs because it's a great show, and maybe they'll put it back on the air. That would be shiny.
Adios, amigos! Yeehaw!
Hello, this is Right Wing Duck with your 1 minute of funny. Today's topic is John Kerry. Recently, we found out that John Kerry in college had worse grades than George Bush. That's like finding out that if you lose 10 pounds, you could be skinnier than Michael Moore. John Kerry's always had the D by his name. We thought it stood for Democrat. Turns out, it was his grade point average. Do you know why John Kerry wanted to join the Navy? Grades! That's right, the recruiter told him, if you join the Navy, you'll see the high seas. Low grades kind of make sense. I mean, think about it. How can you pass a college exam when you believe that every test question has two correct answers? Thankfully, John Kerry got good grades in French and gold digging. John Kerry's college photo. I'm telling you, that picture looked awful. He looked like Lurch from the Addams Family, except that Lurch had better grades. So let's remember to be patient with Mr. Kerry. Sure, he hasn't filled out his standard Form 180, but in all fairness, they don't have the Cliff Notes. This is Right Wing Duck with your 1 minute of funny.
This portion of the IMAO podcast is brought to you by Lakeside Psychiatry. If you're a fan of IMAO, then you should check out Lakeside Psychiatry. Mention IMAO and they'll put you at the front of the line. Lakeside Psychiatry. We help you when you're feeling a little...
Hey, Duck, you on break too? What's with the box?
I just met with Frank. He thinks I'm doing okay. His exact words were, "Good old jabo, Mexicano ducko. This is El Payo."
Hmm, weird. Open the box. Let's see what the going rate for duck funny is these days.
Huh. What the hell is this? Burritos? Man, he can't let go of the Latino thing, can he? And they're half eaten. Here's a note.
Doco, I tested all a few to make sure no poison them. Franco, El Paso.
Hey, he gave me a choice of payment options. $2 off coupons for zoo tickets, for as Frank says, help when I want to see my dirty ape kin, or some slightly overripe bananas.
I wouldn't mind if he at least gave us some sort of discount on his merchandise. You know, he wants to charge me a Mexican tax. That can't be legal, can it?
Who can guess the ways of the Frank?
I like the last t-shirt, the one that had the tips for the gun range safety.
Space Monkey and Right Wing Duck's comedy segment is brought to you by ThoseShirts.com. More with Space Monkey and Right Wing Duck right after this.
Yay, wedding planning is fun.
I'm a liar. Straight to hell.
Hey, Frank, have you finished your part of the wedding planning yet?
I'm still picking out which species monkey to be the ring bearer.
We're not having a monkey in our wedding. What if he flings poo on the flower girl's dress?
What if he doesn't?
And he might run up into the rafters with the ring.
Well, yeah. But aren't we allowed to bring guns to the wedding?
Welcome to Frank Discourse, our roundtable at IMAO, with me, Frank J. Also with us is Harvey.
Yeah, what do you want now?
Space Monkey.
Glad to be here.
Right Wing Duck.
Am I getting paid for this?
And Sarah Kay.
Don't talk to me, you're still in trouble.
Mind that. Anyways, we have a special edition this time. I honored Rush Limbaugh with my knowledge by calling into his program, and we're going to analyze that phone call. He was talking about was Bob Geldof and his Live 8 concert. Well, on Monday, I had a special conference with Bob Geldof and a bunch of other bloggers right and left wing, and we talked about how to save Africa. So anyways, Rush was talking about how Bob Geldof was just one of them stupid rockers, and his whole Live 8 concert was crap. And I don't know, having talked to Bob Geldof, he seemed somewhat knowledgeable, and most of us right-wing bloggers were kind of surprised he actually had a plan, so I called in to enlighten Rush on how Bob Geldof actually came off when you talked to him.
Frank in Melbourne, Florida, you are next on the EIB Network.
Stop the tape! Stop the tape!
Hey, Frank, why didn't you tell him you were in Melbourne, Australia?
What, did he say Melbourne, Australia?
Yeah, why did you tell him you were in Melbourne, Australia?
Oh, I thought it was Melbourne, Florida.
He said Florida.
Oh, he did? No, I'm in Florida.
Okay, my bad.
Okay.
Frank in Melbourne, Florida, you are next on the EIB Network. Hello.
Blogger and podcaster dittos from someone who's been listening to you more than half his life.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much.
What I called in about is I had the opportunity to talk to Bob Geldof this Monday with a bunch of other bloggers, both right and left word. I'm right wing, of course. And
stop the tape. Right wing?
Yeah, I'm right wing. I made that clear.
What was left word?
Huh?
You said left word.
Right word and left word.
I did?
You said left. Yeah. You said some of us were right, some of us were left word. I'm right wing, obviously.
Now, yes. Did you notice kind of Rush's own, you know, he stuttered a little because he's like, this is Frank J. He's
he
a big blogger.
Sir.
I got to be careful because these guys get us fired. They get people fired all the time. He was scared. He knew I was a blogger and a podcaster, and he's been only doing podcasting for a week. Well, I've been doing it for 2 weeks.
I noticed he called you sir. That was nice.
Well, us right-wingers all came in very skeptical. We saw this Live Aid stuff, you know, a bunch of rockers, you know, crusades and things, and it seemed like this would be some hippie
stuff.
Stop
the tape. Frank, when you called in, you introduced yourself. You didn't pimp the blog. You didn't. All you had to do was say imao.us real quick, just stick it in there. What do we need to do to get you to pimp the blog on there? This is your big chance.
Kind of
nationwide
crass
audience.
Say, it seems kind of crass to pimp my blog, and it seemed to me, am I wrong here? I've listened to Rush a long time. No one ever comes on, hey, my blog, or hey, my business is this.
Yes,
they do. They pimp themselves all the time.
You can't just go, hey, everybody, go to imao.us. and like, you know, sneak that in. That
well, you
could have
said something like, hey, Rush, yes, I'm Scrappleface's arch nemesis, Frank, from IMAO.
There
that
you
would
go.
Have been completely
.us.
Relevant there.
Or you could have said, hey, I blog at your second favorite humor website. And then initiated
said,
a conversation.
If you didn't want to mention IMAO, you could have said, my fiance is at mountaineermusic.com.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I screwed up all your chances. I had you know, millions of people listening to me, and I could have, you know, plugged IMAO. But, you know, I...
So which one of you is calling into Rush next and won't screw it up?
He'll hang up
probably,
on me.
I'd probably be just as nervous.
Well, it was
actually, you know
nervous.
What? I get through
I made
to my local...
I made a conscious decision beforehand not to gratuitously mention my site.
You could have asked, say, Rush, is it okay if I mention my site?
IMAO.com.
He usually says yes when you ask him that.
Well, not only that, I usually get by. Sometimes I'll, like, get onto, a, like, a local radio talk show here, and I'll say, when I was blogging at my site at, oops, oh, I'm sorry, I was going to mention it. And they'll say, no, you can mention it. Where do you blog? Like, da-da. And there, you're in.
So where do you
like
blog?
Anyone should have been
so,
on this IMAO.
Frank,
who was the only one with the knowledge about this specific topic.
Well, you know, I could have pulled something out of my feathers and been more entertaining with that. You should have made stuff up.
I think the screener stops those people.
Oh. Those screeners, man, they're like Minutemen. They can't get through.
Well, I like called in. He's like, who are you? What do you want? What are you going to talk about? I'm a blogger. What are you? Why? What is that? Well, I talked about. What did you talk to him about? Well, you see, he had actually had a plan. What was the plan? Okay, you wait here. No, he was nice. The call screener's nice. Is that Bo Snerdly? I forget.
Hmm.
Everybody was nice, including Rush.
That's nice.
And Rush was funny, at least compared to you.
Yes, actually.
That happens a lot, I've noticed.
Actually was very reasonable, very knowledgeable, and hit a lot of the exact same points you were just saying earlier. He was talking about, you know, he brought up Adam Smith. He wants free trade. He wants, you know.
Stop the tape. Did you just say Adam Smith?
Yeah. He actually mentioned Adam Smith. You know, Bob Geldof didn't come off as like a super liberal. That's what I was trying to tell. You know, he didn't seem like... I didn't know. I thought he was a politician when I was in the conference call. I didn't find out until afterwards that Bob Geldof is some rocker guy.
Yeah, Adam Smith.
Now, okay. Adam Smith, wasn't he like with The Cure? Wasn't it like the 50-foot Adam Smith that beat the 50-foot Barbara Streisand?
No, you're thinking Adam Ant.
Oh.
Off the corrupt government, it's... what he was asking us for is our political influence to help get these things done. But he's very positive about Americans, about the American spirit, and also he had positive things to say about Bush. It wasn't anything like, you know, let's just feel good about ourselves and, you know, mm-hmm. throw some money
mm-hmm.
at him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to hear. Did he say how the Live 8 concert was going to accomplish free trade? And
To be honest, he didn't talk much about it.
Frank, you said to be honest. Were you planning on lying previously to this? Because I was sort of concerned about that because, you know, lying is a sin.
Liars go to hell.
Yeah, and they go to and they go to hell,
21:8.
Too.
I found that out early on. Yeah, I was really disappointed when I found out. When I got the whole Christianity thing, I didn't know liars went to hell.
Much about the Live 8 concert. I'm not really sure. I think it was mentioned that he isn't really planning on any more concerts. Maybe, you know, he's seen those aren't as much used, but, you know...
Stop the tape.
I didn't know much...
Okay, yeah, if he's not doing any more concerts, what is he doing? Is he doing more versions of Pink Floyd? He was in Pink Floyd's The Wall.
No,
right?
They are doing more, because I got it in my Dave Matthews Band fan club email that they're going to be involved in the Live 8 concert.
Well, who do you trust more?
Did she just say Dave
Matthews
Band Club?
Or third hand, what I heard, I thought I heard Bob Geldof say, or Dave Matthews.
It wasn't Dave Matthews himself; it was his fan club.
So Dave Matthews is going to be in the new version of The Wall. I'm confused.
You know, Dave Matthews. I like Dave Matthews. Anybody who puts bus over a bridge and empties out the toilet is okay in my book.
That's right.
Hey, he's great in concert, though.
But he didn't know
really
that people were
to
fans.
His fan club.
When am I? First dates, you know, with Sarah Kay, it was Dave Matthews Band concert. I got to find out what marijuana smells like. That was
Did you get
crazy.
Covered in poo during the concert?
Yeah.
That's what I
oh,
want
I
to
gotta
know.
Tell you, yeah. potheads are so easy to crack up. They're a great audience when you're trying to do something.
Yes, we are. I mean, really.
Is that the secret of success behind IMAO? Because I actually thought you were funny. And I don't do pot. At least I don't think I do.
You do. You just don't remember it. Remember that time you ate all those Twinkies?
Maybe you should put out an ad in, like, you know, Weed Magazine or whatever, that High Times.
I didn't know much going into this, but, it, you know, I was expecting the exact thing. We got to get in there, move, and make money, you know, and help the Africans. But, you know, of course, you know, it was all about helping the Africans. But he had an actual plan, which surprised a lot of us, and it made sense. A lot of it was lowering trade barriers and getting free trade in Africa.
Well, you know, these rock stars, they can fool us.
Stop the tape. What's it about rock stars that can fool us? They're not that smart of people.
I think he might have been being facetious because he said they're very deep.
Yeah. I think he was joking. I think he was slamming on you, Frank. I think you should have beat him down.
You know, in his defense, I was giving him a whole bunch of information which he couldn't verify. But, you know, according to Sarah Kay, Dave Matthews is very deep. He talks about him all the time. He's like, wow, he's so smart.
He writes good, deep lyrics.
Deep.
Like that one.
And his violin player has good arms.
Like a monkey on a string.
That's pretty deep.
This has been the end of Frank Discourse. We'll see you next week with other topics and more excitement. You can't wait. Goodbye.
IMAO.us.
It's the mailbag. It's the mailbag. Yeah, it's time to look into the mailbag. If Sarah Kay can sing, I don't see why I can't. I mean, other than the obvious. Anyway, let's look at what emails we've gotten since our last podcast. Laura writes, could you use that Law & Order doink doink sound again? I love that. Sure, Laura, just for you. I hope that made you happy inside. What would make me happy is getting some good emails. Thus, each week we'll now give away a free IMAO t-shirt to whoever writes the best email. So send those emails to podcast@imao.us. That's podcast@imao.us. That's it for our third podcast. And remember,
be wonderful. Run it.